Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Again, Happy New Year. 2022 is going to be a breakthrough year for you. 2020 was the year for recovery. 2021 was the year to bounce back. 2022 is a year for breakthrough. Claim it. I am declaring it right now to your life. Receive it. Claim it. And the best way to receive a breakthrough, to have a breakthrough for 2022, is to use the focusing question. So in today's episode, we will unbox the focusing question for 2022. The focusing question comes from the one thing. And let me just share this story from the movie City Slickers. In one memorable scene, Curly, the gritty cowboy played by the late Jack Palance. Those who are older here, you know who I'm talking about. He's one of the staples of Hollywood. And City Slicker, Mitch, played by one of my favorites, one of the OGs of comedy, Billy Crystal. They left the group to search for stray cattle. Although they had clashed for most of the movie, riding along together, they finally connect over a conversation about life. Suddenly, Curly reins his horse to a stop and turns in the saddle to face Mitch. Curly asked, "Do you know what the secret of life is?" Mitch replied, "No, what?" "This." He holds up one finger. "Your finger?" "One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean S-H-I-T. Mitch replied, "That's great, but what's the one thing?" In which Curly answered, "That's what you've got to figure out." So we want to have a breakthrough year. But in order for us to have a breakthrough, there are so many things we have to consider. So many factors, so many people, so many circumstances, things that you want to do, New Year's resolutions. Out of 100, you'll only be able to do one, right? And you'll only be able to do that one for a week. I can't remember how many times I have enrolled in gym for, I think, lahat na, no? Fitness First, Gold's Gym, yung mga gyms na medyo localized, kung ano-ano. I remember when I was way back in college, there's Pro Gym, and I'm only able to use them after a month. So it's a one-year membership, so I can save money. I lose money because I wasn't able to maximize it because of my schedule. Dami kong ginagawa, daming mga happenings. So, kailangan i-narrow down natin. It's realizing that extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus. May takip tayo yung blinders ng mga kabayo na nakatingin ka lang forward. Hindi ka nadidistract. Ang difference kasi, no, from our ancestors before, kaya maraming mga depressed. Okay, we're gonna talk about that in our future episodes. It's because what we are experiencing in a day or just a few days of distraction from social media, looking at Facebook, comparing yourself to others, it is equivalent to the whole lives of our ancestors. So your parents, before they experience social media, the internet, yung buhay nila, no, they're less distracted. In fact, their whole lives, katumbas lang yan ng one day or a few days sa atin. So, you want your achievements to add up. Hindi tayo sabog. Focused tayo. But that actually takes subtraction, not addition. So if you want to achieve more, you can achieve more by doing less. The focusing question will help you. You need to be doing fewer things for more effect instead of doing more things with side effects. Interesting, right? So what is the focusing question? By the way, this episode is part one of two episodes. Next week, we'll use again the focusing question. But for this episode, we will use it to know the very things that we have to let go of, right? Next week, we will use it to know the things that we should be doing. So what do you let go of? 2022, you let go of the trash in your life. Trash. Ano ba yung mga dala-dala natin, mga basura sa buhay natin? Correct? And yung mga basura na yan, pag ni-let go mo yan, mas bango. Mas may peace ang buhay mo, mas mabango ka. Kesa yung dala-dala natin, yung basura, bumabaho tuloy tayo. Yung mga tao around us can smell the trash that we are carrying. And you see social media on Facebook alone, the comments there or the posts, the trash that people are carrying is evident with the hurtful words or with their negative perspective which they show everyone. Kitang-kita natin eh. So, take hold of what? Take hold of triumph by letting go of trash. You let go of the trash in your life so you can triumph. Let go of the filth so you will have fulfillment. And using the focusing question as you let go of your trash, you have your sights on your target. Okay? So wag muna ng targets. Target muna tayo. So what's the focusing question? This is the focusing question. Okay? What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? I'll repeat that. What's the one thing I can do, you can do, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Let's go to my speaking business. So in 2012, this focusing question, the question that I asked is, what can I do to speed up my speaking career? To accelerate my success or progress? And in 2012, it's writing my book, Unique. And that changed everything. So just imagine, I can only imagine if I didn't write the book, then most probably I might be a generic speaker, say motivational speaker, inspirational speaker. It's so generic. But now when you say unique, well, first thing that comes into your mind, chances are, and hopefully it is, it's Jason Law. In 2013, since I'm an entrepreneur, I'm used to talking to businessmen, but not much in the corporate. I'm not a corporate guy. I'm an entrepreneur. So my one thing in 2013 was to focus on my being able to speak, use that corporate knowledge, corporate lingo, and that corporate context so I can engage my audience better. And today I speak in the corporate world more often than in other industries. So those are the things that I did. But what are the things that I had to let go? So in 2012, I was overweight. I had to let go of one thing, which is rice. So I let go of rice and replaced it with adlai. Okay? So yun yung mga pag-uusapan natin, no? Kaya if you're listening right now, you might want to pause this episode first to think things through, to think about it. Pag-isipan nyo muna kung ano yung mga sagot nyo, and then you can continue.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. So, a few areas in our life so para hindi tayo ma-bombard, no? Hindi tayo ma-overwhelm. Ano ba yan? Okay? What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Let's start with spiritual. The things that you let go of. What's the one thing that you have to let go of spiritually? Okay? Maybe worry is keeping you away from God. Maybe doubting yourself. Unbelief. Maybe you're blaming God for what you are experiencing. Why me? Bakit sila ganyan? I know some people who would message me, bakit yung mga tao na alam ko balasubas to, alam ko manloloko to, alam ko hindi to mabuting tao, pero sila successful, yumayaman sila, ako naman matino ako, pero ganito yung buhay ko. Sa akin personally, yung ako ay hindi nag-church, wala akong utang, okay yung pera ko. Pero yung nag-church na ako, I started having that relationship with God. I was questioning God, Lord, bakit ganito? Kung kailan pa ako nag-church, kailan pa ako nagkaroon ng knowledge of you? I read my Bible every day, I'm doing this and that. Pero bakit ngayon pa ako nagkanda utang-utang, ngayon pa nalugi yung negosyo ko, ngayon pa nawala lahat? Bakit ko kailangan pagdaanan to? At Lord, kung meron kang gustong ituro, sana ituro mo na kagad para matapos itong pinagdadaanan ko. Hindi ko maintindihan that time. I can't understand it. So what are those things? Or things that you know will displease God? For men, and I guess for women as well. There, I saw a statistic, I think it was in When in Manila. Parang ang Pilipinas yata nasa top 3 tayo ng porn, tapos women. 52%. One of those countries na mas madami ang mga babae na nanonood ng porn kaysa sa mga lalaki. Okay? And if you're doing that, definitely, it will hurt your spiritual life. So is that something that you have to let go of? Let go of it. Now, what are the steps that you need to do? Okay? The trash. Let go of it. That alone can destroy your life, your destiny, spiritual, maybe a relationship, right? Boyfriend, girlfriend, imbis na mapalapit kayo sa Diyos, mas napapalayo pa kayo. Do not exchange a moment of pleasure for your destiny. Spiritual. Okay? Let's talk about the second one. Professional naman. Professional would be your work, your business. If you're a student, your studies, okay? Yung trabaho natin, yung job natin. Ano ba? Para mas lalo tayo maging productive. Maybe you need to delete that app in your phone that's distracting you. Or maybe you have to delete that game or less social media professionally. It's distracting you. So you check your phone kung gaano kahaba ka gumagamit ng cellphone. Right? Yung iba, ang average, baka 8 hours kayo or more a day. If it's for work, you have to open it all the time, then okay, you may have a pass. But pagdating dun sa mga entertainment and stuff, how long do you use your phone? Okay? Less social media, maybe let go of pagkagising mo pa lang sa umaga, naka-open kagad yung cellphone. Tapos pagkatulog mo sa gabi, cellphone pa din. Maybe you have to stop using your phone. When you wake up in the morning, an hour. After 1 hour, that's the time when you check your phone. And before you sleep, 1 hour before you go to sleep, don't touch your cell phone. So professionally, I will not be distracted by anything. Those things that you have to let go of. Or maybe in business. Nag-under the table deal ka, negosyante ka. Correct? Tapos ina-expect mo na ibibless ka ni God. Lord, bless me. Pero you're doing something that you know it's not in accordance to what God wants. So professionally, what would it be? What's that one thing that if you do that, your everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Okay? Next, so from spiritual, professional, sipin nyo. And if you have to pause, do so. Next is relational, the third one. What's that trash that you have to let go of? Maybe you're a people pleaser. Diba? Imbis na you do what is right, you become a good guy to please people. Or you want to, hindi lang pini-please yung mga tao, you want their attention. You want them to be impressed with you. Or you want to be free of what people or how people think about you. You can't share your opinions or you don't want to post things on Facebook because you might offend others. So maybe, ano ba yan? Yung mga relationally or yung mga BI sa buhay natin. Bad influence. Okay? Imbis na tigilan mo yung bisyo, napapabisyo ka kasi lahat ng mga kasama mo may bisyo. Okay? One of the best ways for you to stop vice is to avoid people with that same vice. Interesting, right? So relationally, relational, ano yung kailangan natin i-let go? Tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. Tell me who your friends are and I will tell you your future. Maybe someone negative, so negative that that person affects you already. Right? Of course, wala tayong magawa kung pamilya natin, asawa natin, diba? So, kung asawa mo, hiwalayan mo. And then, hindi nyo sa akin narinig yan, ha? But, kung asawa mo, kaibigan mo, you can't do anything about it, but you can filter or you can lessen your interaction with your close friends or your family. I myself have experiences like that with family. There are people who are so negative that even yung positive nagiging negative pa. So I filter it and I just remind myself, this person is just like that. Pakisamahan mo na lang, okay lang yan, it will also pass. Basta huwag kang magpapa-affect. Okay, minsan na-apektuhan ako kasi nahiinis ako eh. Siyempre, may opinion din ako, but I have to keep it to myself, control. These are situations wherein wala talagang patutunguhan because that person, kahit anong positive na sabihin mo, negative pa din. So what's the point? Right? If you argue with fools, then you become a fool as well. So the best way to respond is to keep quiet, tungo lang, and then move on. Change the topic. Bumalik na naman sa topic, change mo ulit yung topic. So relationally, either you're pleasing people, there are people who are negative in your life that affects you, puts you down. Alam nyo, sa mga kaibigan, no? Okay yung mag-share tayo ng mga problema, pero kailangan rin natin mga kaibigan na or family na pag tayo ay successful, they celebrate with us. And you know, this may seem simple, pero it's also hard to find people who would genuinely be happy for you. Genuinely be happy for your success. Okay? Ayan na. So nakaka-ilan na tayo? Tatlo. Pang-apat naman, eto. Financial. What's the one thing that I have to let go of financially? I had a seminar online before and I received the question. Topic was about finance and this guy just said, how can I stop myself from spending? I'm addicted to buying stuff online, whether it's shoes, gadgets, whatever it is. And told him, then take off your internet. don't look at your cell phone. Easier said than done, but that's also difficult. So financially, ano yung mga kailangan natin i-let go of? Shopee ba yan? Lazada ba yan? Okay? Yung Starbucks, no? Yung Latte Factor, that book, it showed that yung pag ikaw ay nagko-consume ng, and nothing against Starbucks, we go to Starbucks. Pero kung araw-araw ka nagsa-Starbucks, that adds up and it can consume probably more than 20-30% of your salary. Okay, if you're working. Sabi, no? One cup a day. So kung one cup a day yan, sabihin na lang natin 100 pesos yan a day. So, kung ikaw ay nasa office, di ba? Or going out ng 5 days a week, I mean, pre-pandemic, that would be more or less around 2,000 pesos. Pero syempre, hindi ka lang makakontento sa one cup. Oh, kailangan mo rin bumili ng snack. Kailangan mo rin bumili ng something. Or movie. Okay? I'm so proud of myself. I think I mentioned this already. I haven't bought a pair of shoes for 2 years. 2 years. January 2022 na. Last time na bumili ako ng sapatos, January 2020. I'm so proud of myself. Hindi naman ako sobrang addicted sa shoes. Pero my friends tell me na madami raw akong sapatos. Well, ginagamit ko naman kasi siya. Ayan, justification. Yeah, kasi lagi ako nasa labas before. Eh ngayon, nasa bahay lang ako. Madalas dahil ang work from home tayo sa mga talks. I don't need to get a new pair of shoes. But I was tempted. 3 times, I wanted to buy that shoe. But I told myself, this is better for my bragging rights. 2 years, didn't buy anything. Or maybe movies. Dalakan na natipid natin noong pandemic, no? Yung mga dati akala natin na kailangan natin, hindi pala natin kailangan talaga. Pero I challenge you. Right now, you will find something financially that you have to let go of. You will find something financially that you have to let go of. And let go of that so you can earn more money. But please do not use it. Tumigil ka nga bumili ng sapatos, pero ginamit mo naman pambili ng plants. Ayan. Lahat ng uri ng plants. So be careful na yung pera na ititipid mo dyan, ilagay mo sa savings or investment. Correct? Yung mga plants kasi, yung mga outer plants. So, paano mas mamahal yan? Gawin natin indoor, no? Ipasok natin sa loob ng bahay, indoor plant na. At mas pwede natin dagdagan yung presyo. Whew, the ingenuity of man.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, financially, what are those things? Yeah, and then, physical, alam nyo na to, hindi ko na kailangan explain. Kailangan mo ba mag-lesson ng sweets, no rice, avoid sleeping late, yeah, food binging, physical. Remember, nandun tayo sa mga point na kailangan natin i-let go. What's that for you physically? And here's a more serious one. Well, physical is serious, but this is something that has plagued our entire lives. Emotional. What's that one thing that you have to let go of emotionally so that everything else will be easier? Many of you who are listening, you need to forgive someone. Let go of that anger. Let go of that bitterness. Let go of that pain. Unforgiveness. Maybe you have to let go of being controlling. Controlling towards your kids. Controlling towards your spouse. Controlling towards your people. Minsan nag-overlap pala to. Ah. Yung emotional mo nag-overlap sa work. Diba? So, sa work, naging less ano ka, yung micromanaging. Tapos pagdating sa emotional, yun pala, no? You're letting go of your need for control. Letting go of the pain. The one thing that I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary. Let go of trash so you can triumph. That filth so that you'll be fulfilled. And letting go of those unnecessary baggages. You're walking, ascending towards your goal, your target. But yet, the trash that you're carrying, ang bigat, nahirapan ka. At minsan, ang problema sa trash, nalilin lang tayo, we are deceived. That the trash is us. Na mahal natin yung basura. Yun yung mas vina-value natin. Kasi yung identity natin, nakakonect na eh, dun sa basura na kailangan natin baguhin. And it takes a lot of courage to do so. I want to share this story, and this is from the book Will, and I'm talking about Will Smith. Emotionally, he was scarred at a very young age because his dad, though he considers him as one of his heroes, but his dad beats his mom up. And he saw that at a young age. So at the age of 9, he felt like he was a coward. He's the eldest, and yet he can't defend his mom. So according to Will, and I'm gonna read this, I had been scared my whole childhood, but this was the first time I had been aware of my own inaction. As my mom's oldest son, I was less than 10 yards away. I was the only chance she had for help. Yet I did nothing. It was then that my young identity congealed in my mind and became encased in a hard sediment, an unshakable feeling that no matter what I have done, listen to this, no matter how successful I have become, no matter how much money I've made, or how many number one hits I've had, or how many box office records I've broken, and this is coming from one of the most successful showbiz personalities ever, he said, there's that subtle and silent feeling always pulsating in the back of my mind that I am a coward, that I have failed, that I am sorry. Mom, so sorry. Do you know what happens when two people are in charge? This is what his dad will always tell him because his dad came from the military. When two people are in charge, everybody dies. And that night, in that bedroom, at only 9 years old, watching the destruction of my family as my mother collapsed to the floor, in that moment, I decided. I made a silent promise to my mother, to my family, to myself, one day I would be in charge. And this would never, ever happen again. What are things in your life that you don't want to happen ever again? Letting go of temper, letting go of insecurity, letting go of fear. The things that we've talked about today, let's summarize it and encapsulate it into just one thing that you will be letting go of this year. What will it be? We have just unboxed the focusing question for 2022. And if you have comments and if you've learned, email me at jason@jasonlo.com. That's J-Y-S-O-N-L-O. And watch out for the upcoming No Dull Moment method. It's a program for speakers, presenters to speak and sell your way to a six-figure income. It's not just about sales, not just about earning, turning your passion into profit, but also helping you to speak effectively and to speak with impact. So I'm looking forward to see you in one of our events. And as always, please, please follow me here on Spotify. If you are listening just now, follow me here to help with the algorithm. And also, please, can you rank me on Spotify? May ranking dyan, no? At kung kayo ay na-bless dito sa episode na to, this will go a long way. Yung ranking nyo, yung pinakamataas kung kayo ay na-bless. Kung di naman kayo na-bless, huwag na lang kayo mag-rank. But I super appreciate you guys, and I just found out that we have just reached that, well, nandun na sa ano, paakyat na, okay, in the charts. And I'm so happy to hear that because, as you know, this is time-consuming, labor-intensive, but we do this podcaster so that we can serve you and to be able to share a bit of light, especially in this dark, dark world. With this pandemic and everything, we hope that it helps you and inspires you and will also inspire you to help and inspire others. This is again Jason Law, and you are listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. See you again next week for part 2 of the focusing question for 2022. God bless you all. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.